The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In great prize,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you, as we do every week. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Amazing place to come. Terrific formulas, terrific products. You totally unique and totally made for you and your best of health and your best interests. You can't find elsewhere. And do not, let's ever forget the magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. Organic across the board.
Fantastic.
And
organic.
Broth doesn't say it all, does it? Broth is just the beginning of the magnificent broad spectrum of all the wonderful dishes, whatever your choice. Remember, we don't impose a choice. I mean, we are not vegan, but our daughter, our charming, beautiful daughter visiting us right now, is vegan. Okay, whether you're vegan, whether you're vegetarian, whether you're not, whether you want wild fish, whether you want organic chicken meats, all of those are going to be organic and beautifully prepared for you in an assortment of wonderful dishes. And the local organic Maui farmers bringing in the organic produce every day, all of those produce. Go ahead, Dan, you were saying.
Well, all the vegetables in the soup, and the soup is made, The broth is made with organic vegetables.
And all the salads and all the
other
dishes.
Everything.
Everything that's made, all the vegetables, all the different dishes. Absolutely. Would you please talk about the miracle water? The miracle vortex water.
Would you call it vortex?
Vortex.
Okay.
Well, I think that what is the origination of that word? Vortex, didn't that mean like your central core, the central core vortex?
I thought it meant a twisting, a turning.
Like a dancer, like a ballerina.
Like I do,
dance,
yes.
Ballerina, yes. Dance, ballerina, dance, like when I did that show, okay? And I had to learn to be a ballerina.
Right.
Okay.
But what you take is regular water, which is Dennis. And you vortex it, and you get a dancing ballerina like Mona.
Oh, my goodness. A dancing ballerina. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Well, this is another story. We're going off into another planet right here. Talk about that
incredible
experience.
Because what it does is rearrange this dead water that we get out of the pipes of our kitchen or bathroom. And by twisting it and turning it and spinning it, the vortex is created. Rejuvenates the water, rebalances the hydrogen and oxygen into making it very readily accessible for uptake into our cells.
Right.
And giving our body water as it was meant to be, not water as it's sitting in a tank.
No.
Or sitting dead
no.
in your pipes.
And it's proven to be powerfully detoxifying. They have all of this data proven, cell availability and giving tremendous structure to the water, much more oxygen, free of any contaminants. Any contamination, absolutely free. They have neutralized all free radicals and regenerative power. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You know what I'm very sad about, though?
What?
I'm sad that there's a certain species that can't give a testimonial on radio, and it makes me sad.
Oh.
And this is why it makes me sad.
Oh.
As I've said before, you've heard me say it again, Mom, my daughter says, don't repeat yourself so many times. Okay, the thing is, plants. I never would do anything with plants because they would die. And I didn't want to fertilize. We had a singular little plant that was giving us a gift from the kids a long time ago. One little red flower.
One little sprout.
One little sprout.
It wasn't a flower, it was a leaf.
A leaf of red.
Okay.
And a few, I said, okay, it'll be gone in a week. The thing is, it's blooming all over the place. And there's only one thing I do. Just like every morning, I put some of the vortex water and it goes, whoa! And the gorgeous flaming red leaves are so full. I'm thinking, I've got to get a much bigger pot. It's taking over the whole counter. I have to find it wants center stage. I have to do it. And the plant, if it were able to testify, would say about, and we get other testimonials that way, because all that oxygen and all that structure gives life.
Yeah.
Gives life to the planet, right?
And the blossoms are, and the leaves and the stems,
yes,
they're not just sitting there. They're dancing.
Dancing.
They are absolutely in movement all the time.
Do you hear this, my friends? Do you hear this? This man is talking about all the wonderful creatures that are dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's talking about the things that make them dance. And he's talking about how vortex makes them dance. Why, my friends? Why, all my dear friends listening to this, is Dennis not dancing?
I drink the vortex.
And I
drink it in...
Put your feet in it.
Well,
from now on, put your feet in it. That's it. Take a pot of water and put your feet until they start to dance.
The lesson of life, not to put my feet in it. I put my feet in too many things that didn't
just
turn out
put
right.
Your feet in the vortex, and that's another story. But when we're talking about stories, we want you to say right now, too, and don't let us ever forget that every single day, from the local wonderful organic Maui farmers, we feel such gratitude with their organic produce, fresh every day.
Do we ever.
And then we have a high concentration juicer, in addition to mm-hmm. everything else, that uses these vegetables to a high concentration juices. I don't go a day without my organic green machine,
yeah.
All concentrated local organic green vegetables and the incredible beauty that it gives you and everything else that
and
it does for
you. And
you
would never know how great green can taste.
That's right. And all the different other things, too. You know, they have the organic red beets and the other things, too. So I just want to say...
But I was never a big fan of drinking just green vegetable juice.
No.
It was the most boring drink in the world, okay?
But with a high concentration organic green machine, the minute I come into the store every day, that's what I get. And that's what we also have available for all of our dear friends there. And all the juices are very high concentration, mm-hmm. only in glass, no plastic. Okay? That's available at Alive and Well. And you know, again, let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. We are strictly, all we are is just messengers. That's all I've ever
reporters,
said.
Reporters,
okay? Okay? Giving people great information backed up by clinical trials that holistic doctors have learned about nutrients. And they report this, and we repeat it, okay?
That's it.
And then we can share that also one-on-one with dear friends that come in and want to talk about it. Well, here we had a testimonial, okay? He's just great. He's so funny and charming. Well, this wonderful, charming, very talented guy was singing the praise of pain power, stopping pain and increasing flexibility in the
joints. How do the lyrics go in that song?
What?
How do the lyrics go in
that
song?
That's what I'm going to say. He even sang to Don Quixote de la Mancha. And he didn't know that we were in that show or did that with Jose Ferrer and the Broadway tour. He didn't know that. And he said, but he sang to Don Quixote de la Mancha about how what a great thing pain power and everything is and what it does for you.
The quest.
That's right.
The quest.
To
okay.
dream the impossible dream, but it became a possible dream. And as I said, we did that musical, and we understudied major roles in that and did other roles. And they should have included in that Broadway show, when they're talking about the incredible things that have happened, they should have had a pain power duet for Dennis and Mona in Jose Ferrer's special show, Don Quixote de la Mancha, Man of La Mancha, right?
Man, yes.
Wouldn't that have been great?
The idea is still great. Maybe
yes.
We could get a hold of Albie Marr and redirect scene.
To redirect that scene, and I don't have to sing about Aldonza and everything, the leading gal character. I can talk about pain power.
There you go.
And you know what is lovely, too, is that we put together with the specialist Vogue Ease, because a lot of people, and I'm one of them, and a lot of other people who have allergies and sensitivities, can get really affected by VOG, and even in a beautiful place like Maui, all right? And the lady came in and said, I have to tell you this, and she was getting more of each of them. VOG-Es, Alive and Well's VOG-Es, a combination of nutrients, mm-hmm. and NAC+. She said, her words, not making a claim, completely took away all her severe head, ear, and nasal congestion. She said it was off the charts. Her sensitivities and everything else. It was so bad. She said, 1, 2, 3. She is thrilled, she said, as are we. No drugs.
Beautiful.
Okay, so the VOG-Es combination of the different herbs and the wonderful NAC+, that unique form of NAC that stops, is a leading liver rejuvenator, kidney rejuvenator. That's known medically.
Lung rejuvenator.
Lung. And eliminate. This is the quote, the exact definition. Eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion, and helps to prevent, as the leading doctor said even on television when people were fighting the COVID and that was a major focus, mm-hmm. he said NAC plus fights, helps to prevent the death of the alveoli that caused the death in the COVID and other severe infections.
Mm-hmm.
NAC plus is quite that miracle nutrient there.
It's a major antioxidant as well, yes.
That's right, it's a major antioxidant. We have... another young man, and you know, you can be young and still have problems with flexibility and all the exercises that people do in the jobs that they do that require constant movement and elasticity. And he said one other thing, because you know, he got the pain power too, and he said how great it was. He said, but I got so much more flexibility out of eggshell membrane.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Eggshell membrane is a major rejuvenator of ligaments and tendons and cartilage and joints and muscle groups. It is anti-inflammatory. It is amazing what it can do with extending and rejuvenating worn out tissue, whatever it is in your body.
Right.
But we notice it primarily in ligaments and tendons.
Ligaments and
muscle
flexibility,
groups.
Okay. The flexibility
That's
in
right.
the joint. And you know what I'm amazed at too? Sometimes you don't always know all of your relatives. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you?
And I don't have any, you know, but I'm just saying, you may not know all of your relatives, but I didn't know that we human beings, you know, when you semi-hard cook or hard cook an egg, nice organic egg, and you see that little membrane on the, that's what eggshell membrane is.
Between
and
the shell
how are
and the
we
egg.
Related to eggs?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beside the original egg that's there, but we're made up a lot of what the egg needs too to keep itself intact inside the shell.
It's a very basic component of life.
That's a basic
connective
component.
Tissue.
And there's our relatives talking to us right now. eggshell membrane can do for you.
I hope we don't lay an egg in this show.
Listen, I'm not going to ask that. Gary knows when he to turn off the mics. He knows that, okay? He's my boy sitting over there.
Okay.
He knows.
All right.
All right.
All right, Mama, let's go.
Mama is going to... You know, do you know, friends, that if I try to correct that man sitting over there that's been with me for more than half a century, that he always says, yes, Mother. Do you know that? Okay?
Why does
so
he
I'm
do
actually,
that?
I'm actually have...
Why does he do that?
Because I'm not
that?
Supposed to... Women and men, don't let's get into that. Right, Gary? You never know when to turn off the mic, do you, Gary? Okay. But I have a really important thing for you to talk about that, and Dr. Joseph McCullough, and you know, reporting about this, and he's a terrific MD, and I want you to do this report about this critically important nutrient.
Ah. Oh, this is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Pyridoquinone quinone.
Pyridoquinone, will you stop
there
that?
There you go again. You can't
Don't
keep
get
up,
tricky.
Can you? Pyridoquinone quinone.
Pyridoquinone.
That is an amazing antioxidant.
What's the short word for it? Not
PQQ. Okay. PQQ with alpha lipoic acid. Now, here's where we really get into the nitty gritty. Okay. PQQ helps your brain create new mitochondria.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
The mitochondria give energy to every cell in your brain, in every cell in your body. You have mitochondria in all your cells. And they all create, each of those cells have energy created by pyridoquinone quinone, or PQQ, okay? And there are several PQQ products on the market, but none of them come with the potency that the Alive and Well brand has, which is about 4 to 8 times more than most products put
out
on the market.
That's exactly right.
And it contains alpha-lipoic acid. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Alpha-lipoic acid and PQQ really create new brain energy because they create the new cells. It creates the new
mitochondria.
Mitochondria,
right, dear?
Mitochondria. Mighty. And that creates new cells. Well, that sounds interesting, but what is the so big deal, new cells? Well, the big deal is that when you're growing up, you have loads of mitochondria. And once you become an adult around age late 20s, early 30, by 30 for sure, your mitochondria start to go away.
No kidding.
Yes, so the muscles are strong at 30 or 25, but well, take a professional athlete, for instance. A professional athlete is good until they're about mid-30s or late 30s. Seldom do they go over the age of 40 years of age. Why? Because they have to retire. They're not as good as a 22-year-old kid coming in who's still growing, who makes the PQQ, who makes all these different nutrients for the brain and the heart and the muscles. So they can't keep up. The kid's faster, quicker, more alert, and therefore has an advantage. But as we all grow into that middle age area and late stage area. But by taking the PQQ with alpha-lipoic acid in a high potency, you are creating new mitochondria, new cells, new nerves, new brain function, new heart function in your whole body.
And energy, powerful energy function,
powerful
too.
Energy
we must not
well.
Forget that.
And the holistic physicians rave about it. And it's by creating that new energy, you can suddenly become a little more alert, a little more alive, a little more inquisitive, a little more mentally active.
Right. And, you know, the Dr. Mercola reports about how the holistic physicians have shown, and they have right next to each statement, they have all the clinical trials to prove it, that it protects the mitochondria, as you said, from oxidative damage.
That's aging.
But he also, right, the growth of new mitochondria, as you said, and neurological and new neurological and cognitive function. We need that, the nervous system and the brain. Immune and cardiovascular health.
That amazing.
Also, they say, encourages fat burning, say the holistic, and then they
energy.
Have studies.
Energy, it creates right. energy.
Fat, I'm just quoting what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Promotes insulin, leptin, of course, and function for a healthy metabolism, healthy blood sugar levels, and promotes healthy insulin sensitivity so you don't get that resistance that causes weight gain, and promotes the growth of healthy gut microflora, and supports healthy lipid, that's fat metabolism. Wow!
And where is fat metabolism most important? In your brain, and your eyes, and your heart, and your vascular system.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
And what this does is activate all the energy producing new life, new cellular life, new energy is created by the PQQ with the alpha-lipoic acid, and both of those substances are in high potency in each capsule.
That's exactly.
Most capsules give you maybe 2 milligrams or maybe 5 milligrams, but you're getting a terrific potency in the brain power.
That's right.
Brain power is the product.
And it is amazing, too, because that's certainly been a leader, even just one of those two in creating alpha-lipoic for regenerating the nervous system and helping to stabilize blood sugar and preventing nerve damage and eyesight and neuropathy in Europe for more than half a century. So
it's
they
amazing.
Know. They know. And, you know, when we're speaking about great doctors, Stan.
Brain power. Alive and well, brain power. Is the name of the product.
Brain power. We have a lot of very happy people.
So we got pain power for inflammation of the muscles on your whole body and the pain and the discomfort. We got brain power for rejuvenating the brain and the central nervous system and the heart. Well, I don't want to I could go on endlessly about this, but that's the facts on the product.
You know, for how long have we known about orthomolecular medicine and the top doctors who got involved with that many years ago?
From the day we opened our first health food store in 1969.
That's right. And we were the first store in the five towns in Long Island. That's right.
Okay.
So we've known about the orthomolecular medicine and the top doctors doing their research and showing what nutrition could do and how it changes the world and changes lives. Mm-hmm. That's how long that's been known, and they keep doing the work.
Right.
This is so when you're hearing orthomolecular medicine news service, this is the work of the research of top doctors and clinical trials.
Around the world.
Massive studies.
And they've been put down time after time after time after time by who? The drug cartel.
Of course, we know that.
Okay,
and
there's a reason for that.
And their affiliates, connections.
That's right.
Money makes the world go round,
does
you know,
it
as
ever.
They say, as the music said, and that's in that musical. So here's the report from the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service. I'll share this with you.
Okay.
And their topics, they said, millions of avoidable deaths from COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Avoidable.
Right.
And here they go. As of March 2023, this is when this report. In the recent pandemic, say the doctors, a common reason many people died is the failure to use widely available, highly effective, safe and inexpensive treatments that have proven to drastically reduce morbidity, that's serious, terrible consequence, and mortality, death, from the disease. Over the last several centuries, and especially within the last decades, we have gained a huge amount of medical knowledge about biochemistry and nutrition and how important this is for maintaining a strong, resilient body and immune system. For example, top cardiologist Dr. Thomas Levy wrote entire books that described how extremely high-dose vitamin C can treat or cure a wide spectrum of infectious diseases. He cites more than 1,000 studies.
And you know
reports.
What? Let me interject, if I may. And all of these studies emanated from Dr. Linus Pauling. Okay. Are you? Is that mentioned in the article?
Well, he goes on about all the different supplements here, all the different supplements.
Okay, let me just say about Linus Pauling. What did vitamin C was discovered in 1938 by Dr. Hans Selye. But Linus Pauling was a world-renowned biochemist. He wasn't a nutritionist. He wasn't into health foods. He was into chemicals and chemistry. And he won the Nobel Prize in chemistry 2 years in a row. Nobody has ever done that, all right? He became friends with Dr. Hans Selye, who discovered vitamin C. And they discovered how other vitamin C and other nutrients really fortify your immune system, build good health, and a healthy lifestyle. Go on with the article.
Yes, so this doctor was citing more than 1,000 studies and reports from doctors and scientists who published life-saving results from the use of nutrition supplements.
There you go.
Too many people know nothing about these results, say the doctors. The problem is that those in the medical establishment who have the most power have interests other than in health and welfare. They are interested in money and profits. That's not us saying, that's what they're saying, okay? Additional problems that may be responsible for the fact that millions of people have died unnecessarily from the pandemic include ideologies, ignorance, a desire of control, unknowingness due to failure or unwillingness to consult other medical experts such as orthomolecular practitioners. A study has confirmed that thousands of patients who were treated early by these doctors had a 99.8% lower risk of death from COVID-19.
That's
did you hear that? Nearly 100% than a control group comprising patients from the same county that weren't taking those supplements.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
But who were on the medical shots, the drug company shots.
Yeah, but in a blind, random controlled trial that include hospitalized COVID patients, those who received a protocol consisting of vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, L-arginine, L-glutamine, resveratrol, spirulina maxima, vegetable protein, folic acid, and B-complex, including all of the Bs, B1, B6, B12, and probiotics, had a 57% lower risk of requiring mechanical ventilation, breathing apparatus, and 86% lower risk of death.
86%.
Compared with the patients who only received standard treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And can you go on with that? Can you believe this?
Sure I can.
What they knew from there? Can you go on the middle of the page?
Okay. One might imagine.
Okay. Let me
show,
show
me
you right
you,
here,
what
Mr.
You want
Jones.
Me?
Right here. In a study. Right.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
That's what I was
go
talking.
Right ahead.
Okay. Continuing with the article by the doctor. One might imagine, after publication of studies showing a substantial drop in mortality from a nutritional support protocol, that a high-dose combination of all these immune-relevant treatments would have been added to the standard of care in all countries as early in the disease course as possible. Unfortunately, says the doctor, this was not done, and people continued to die at such an exorbitant rate.
Can you believe? Unbelievable.
It was it was already clear from previous clinical studies with other infections, sepsis and other critical illnesses, that these treatments are effective, have antiviral, anti-inflammatory, anticoagulant, cardioprotective effects, support the immune system, reduce the risk of infections and infectious complications, accelerate recovery, and reduce mortality. Nutritional therapies, the ones that Mona mentioned earlier in the article.
Well, amazing, right? 80, is that huge study, 86% less, and the initial thing saying if using all nutrients, a 99.8% less risk of death?
You got
using
it.
This? If it, good, can you believe?
And the article goes on. Examples of studies, most prior to 2020, showing the benefits of essential nutrients and other natural products in treatment of viral disease and pneumonia and sepsis.
And pneumonia and sepsis. Understand, it's not just the one thing. It was a broad spectrum.
All those health diseases. Complications,
okay.
Yeah. Meta-analysis of RCTs had shown that zinc supplementation accelerates the recovery of respiratory infections and reduces the risk of dying from severe pneumonia by 57%. Vitamin D3, a meta-analysis of RCTs, had shown that daily or weekly vitamin D supplementation reduces the risk of respiratory infections, proving that it has direct or indirect antiviral, antibacterial effects, and thus also is effective for early treatment of infection. It goes on and on.
Yes, it does. It does. Okay. So, but it has so many different supplements and so many different ways. But I'm just so respectful of these great doctors and all the work that they did, right?
Well, yes. I wish we could spend more time in relating this. But the idea is that, again, to maybe put it, to encapsulate it, okay? Drugs have a place. The place is to reduce symptoms. Reduce symptoms of an infection or whatever that condition is.
Yeah, and I wanted to say one of the points that they make here about one of the ones that's been so ignored is the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, mm-hmm. and what it does. Go ahead, Dan, then I'll talk about it.
Okay. Drugs have a function. They reduce symptoms, but they do not create life. They reduce pain and discomfort, but at a price of side effects, which create other problems. But the Orthomolecular Society of Holistic Physicians point out that those problems can be addressed initially with nutrients, which rebuild, renew, restore, and bring alive again, make alive and well again, with nutrition, because every cell in your body responds to nutrition. It responds to drugs too, but when the drugs create side effects, it's time to look for the answer. And the answer, say to the holistic physicians, is proper nutrient buildup and utilization.
And I thought a point of interest of that too, because a lot of people have heard, although it's not enforced medically, about the vitamin C and the other things like that. But and we know about the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, which mm-hmm. are the purest type of the EPA and the DHA from the purest molecular distilled fish oils, high potency. But and that we heard about the Harvard doctor's analysis of all the different studies and said that those super pure omega-3 fatty acids would reduce the risk of heart attack, and the leading cause of death is the sudden cardiac arrhythmia, mm-hmm. which is the number one cause of the heart attack, which is the leading cause of death. And they said it would reduce it by 88% to 92%. Mm-hmm. My father died early young of that, and he the super pure omega-3 fatty acids. And they said, the Harvard doctor said, all the studies showed that. And if you reduce that, which it showed, 88% to 92%, they said, we could save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every single year just on that one statement. Mm-hmm. But they said they had that kind of percentage on preventing strokes with the super pure omega fatty acids, on preventing all kinds of heart problems, et cetera. They said it's critical that everybody takes that. So we know about that focus about the heart and how important it's always been for the development and protection of eyesight. And how important, because the brain is a fat. It's 60% to 70% of the brain are made up of those two fatty acids. And that makes up the brain. When it shrinks, as aging goes, you can't think the way you did. But that's why it's so important. But this is so important in another aspect. The super pure omega-3 fatty acids, the EPA, DHA, it says here by Ortho Molecular Medicine, A meta-analysis means huge studies, enormous.
It means a study of 1,000 different analyses. That's right. 1,000 different tests. Okay, there's so many tests, they call it a meta-analysis. They're analyzing all the tests.
That's right, exactly. They say the meta-analyses showed that this omega-3 supplementation reduced the risk of stay in the ICU intensive care unit, and the duration of mechanical ventilation among septic patients with the poison, that's sepsis, a clear trend towards reduced mortality was very visible as well. That's death reduced. Another meta-analysis confirmed that these omega-3s reduced the risk of the death of patients hospitalized with sepsis, mm-hmm. that poisoning throughout the system. In addition to that, these studies also shown that supplementation of omega-3 fatty acids among hospitalized patients significantly reduced the risk of all types of infections. And the meta-analyses of all these confirmed that the omega-3 fatty acid reduced the risk of hospital infections by 40% or more.
Beautiful,
just
beautiful.
That. Also, they have already shown that treatment with these omega-3 fatty acid supplementation in the hospital setting significantly reduced the risk of developing sepsis and of any, they talk about how important that is, that's poisoning. All of these studies showed that they reduced that risk of that poisoning by 56%, and they treatment with omega-3s improved the clinical outcomes of patients with acute respiratory distress syndrome.
And why is
and
that?
A lower length of stay and all of that.
And why is it? It's because the super pure omega-3 fatty acids and the potencies that they talk about, which, by the way, are in the potencies that we have under the Alive and Well label, are identical to what these doctors are talking
That's
about.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And what they're talking about is that by reducing the inflammation, by taking 3 grams of the omega-3s on a daily basis, you provide your brain with a perfect lube job, perfect lubrication of the brain and all the arterioles and capillaries within the brain and all the connective tissue in the brain and in the eyes and in your heart and in every centimeter or millicentimeter of every artery and arteriole and capillary in your entire body. Your little toe, the top of your head. The super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil are just that. They're super pure, and they reduce inflammation, and they lubricate your arteries and your capillaries, so blood flows more freely. It doesn't clot up. If you're reading any articles on heart disease or vascular disease, there are hundreds or thousands of many strokes that occur within your blood circulatory system. And the super omega-3 fatty acid, the super pure, reduces those tendencies and provides the proper lubrication and acceleration of blood and oxygen throughout your entire body.
Terrific. And you know what's incredible? What's really incredible? Hearing what these amazing, wonderful supplements can do when people think of, oh, look at these terrible conditions. Nothing can be done. Another toxic vaccine that can cause, et cetera, and so forth. And a leading doctor in the United States, Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, head of Tahoma Clinic, and he was doing a summation in which he was saying that there are no deaths relative to nutritional supplements throughout the entire planet, throughout the entire country, the entire planet, okay? Over many years, and that was cited medically, he cites that. He says, however, as far back as, what is the year that he says, 1998, and it was cited in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that even as far back as then, which has increased, he says, astronomically since then, it was reported that prescription medicines, patented prescription medicines, killed over 100,000 Americans every single year. And he cites the medical things, medically cited that, which has gone, as he said, skyrocketed since then, where there are no deaths reported from any nutritional supplement.
Right. That's right.
But they come against the nutritional supplements and do their massive monstrosities to gain money and kill patients. I cannot get over that.
Well, take into consideration the whole treatment of cholesterol drugs. Cholesterol drugs have been evaluated by major medical journals, the journals that are written and shipped and read by every doctor's office in the country. And the articles are written by doctors and by drug companies and drug manufacturers. And they point out that the whole cholesterol story, according to them, is a fairy tale. Cholesterol of 300, they say you live longer than it is at 200. Cholesterol is not the real villain. The real villain is the inflammation of the cholesterol, okay? And the cholesterol in your arteries is so inflamed, so heated from chronic inflammation that it actually burns the cholesterol. And the cholesterol ash is left in your arteries, and the blood flow does not get to where it's supposed to go, and the cells on down the line in your vascular system don't receive the nutrients, don't receive the oxygen, don't have the function of blood circulation, and the cells die. It's just
right.
That simple.
And you brought up the statin drugs with
but those drugs do contribute to diabetes, okay? They do contribute to wasting of muscles.
And they show on it in a black box warning that they cause cognitive decline.
That's the whole
dementia.
Pitch. That's right.
And they shoot up the sugar. But here's reported by Dr. Blaylock, MD, reported right here. This is his words, not mine, quoted by clinical trials. Statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs, he says, increase the risk of peripheral neuropathy 600%, sixfold,
he says,
and should never be taken. That's what he says.
That's right.
Now, you see so many friends, so many dear people, not knowing why. I have neuropathy. My legs, I can't feel them. Mm-hmm. They're tingling. Oh, my hands, all of this. And they've been put on these drugs. But he says that these, and everything is a proven thing with all of their statin drugs increase the risk of peripheral, that's throughout the body, neuropathy, nerve damage, nerve death, 600%, and should not be taken, says Dr. Blaylock.
Yep.
Amazing, right? And You know, I always we have the. But here's a top doctor, David Minkoff, reporting what you said, Dan, the truth about cholesterol and heart health. And he talks about how, you know, that they it's a complete lie. And he says that, you know, that the hypothesis is a lie that higher levels of cholesterol are associated with higher rates of heart disease. He said, to prevent heart disease, we take drugs as statin that inhibit the liver's ability to produce cholesterol. The liver's ability, and he says how important it is, and the liver has to make that. The hypothesis has been so deeply ingrained in our understanding how the body works that the idea of challenging it is almost laughable. It's hypothesis. Okay, he says. In fact, he goes on to say, mortality, this is quoted, mortality, death from cardiovascular disease among those 60 and over increases. Their death agrees as cholesterol is lowered. And decreases, less death is raised. The same was in all cause mortality rates. As you lowered the cholesterol, death went up. In fact, he says the doctor, in a study of 12.8 million adults, it was found that the lowest rate of disease and the highest potential of survival was in the 200 to 250% cholesterol. Okay? I know it's very difficult kind of to read, my dear, but maybe you can you kind of get this, the importance of cholesterol, okay?
This is written by the doctor. Dr. It's David verbatim. Minkoff. I'm reading it to you verbatim.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He says, cholesterol is one of the most important chemicals in your body. It's necessary in building the membrane of your cells and producing and supporting your metabolism. Key hormones such as estrogen and testosterone are made from cholesterol. Of these hormones will be very low if cholesterol production is insufficient.
Unbelievable.
It's vital to your cells' ability to produce energy. And cholesterol is part of your body's solution for injured blood vessels, too.
Wow.
It goes
wow.
on about good
wow.
cholesterol
wow.
and bad cholesterol and the foe.
And
the,
yeah,
the,
and, but
the
Dr.
Complete,
David Minkoff, MD, reporting this to you.
And it's no real difference. No, there's no real good or bad. Right, it's the inflammation, which turns any cholesterol into plaque, and that leads to insufficient circulation.
But I'm glad that he made that report about how mm-hmm. much how critically it was. 12.8 million medical study mm-hmm. adults. The lowest rate of disease and highest potential of survival was in the higher cholesterol, 200-250%.
Yeah.
Instead, they give the drugs that kill you. And take away your brain and shoot your sugar up and do all these terrible things and cause neuropathy? Unbelievable.
Got to get your cholesterol under 200 or you're going to die. Got to get your cholesterol under 200 or you're going to die.
It's just what a
well,
lie.
Well, folks, that's just more hyperventilation by the drug cartel who makes the profit on every cholesterol drug you put in your mouth.
That's right. And, you know, and he makes that point that you say too, dear, that when you're talking about the toxins from herbicides, processed sugars, they injure the walls of your blocked arteries, not the cholesterol. Just like
yep.
you've said, mm-hmm. just exactly like you've said, sugar causes hardened blood vessels. And you need to create
inflammation.
That's right. Along, and he says these are very, 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 okay, and here it is. I knew he was saying that. There's a problem that needs to be addressed. I guess he talked to you, Dan. You didn't tell me. Because the high inflammation means there is injury to blood vessels to a high degree. But it won't be prevented by lowering cholesterol. It will be prevent damage by removing your body from those things causing inflammation. That was his summation. You have to stop and remove the things that cause the inflammation and stop the inflammation.
Hold up your finger. Hold up your index finger, okay? And consider that to be an artery. And the blood is flowing through that artery to the rest of your body. And the inflammation from sugars and refined carbohydrates and vegetable oils, safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, all those things create inflammation. It's a chronic state in your body. Inflammation is flame-ation, fire. Now consider that you have a match in your hand, and you strike the match. That finger changes into a match now, for in your imagination. So you light the match, and then you watch the fire burn down on the match, and the matchstick where the fire was is turned to charcoal, waste, ash. But below that fire, blow out the match, and below that fire line is a healthy artery. Above that fire line is all black and all charred. That's what happens to your arteries with inflammation. That's what happens to every capillary with inflammation. And that's what happens to every arteriole with inflammation. Those are all blood passageways. It goes from artery to capillary to arteriole. The tiniest of blood passageways are burned up by the presence of excess heat created by sugars and carbohydrates and vegetable oils and margarine. That's what burns up the cholesterol. That stops the circulation to the cells that used to get nutrients from that arteriole. That's what kills the artery. That's what destroys tissue down the line and brain function and eye function. And that's why diabetics go blind higher rate than anybody else, because the sugar level is higher. It burns up the nerves of the eye, the tiny little blood passageways into the eye to bring nutrients and oxygen. They're malnourished because they're not getting the nourishment because the arterioles are burned up. That's, say, holistic physicians, is what really causes the vascular disease. It isn't a vascular disease, it's an inflammation disease.
Right.
Excess inflammation.
And when you're taking the statin drugs, we take the cholesterol drugs that raise the sugar up, that raise your sugar up through the charts, and known, and put a black box warning that it does that, you are then creating, you are intensifying and creating death from the elevated sugar, etc. But you are creating a state of inflammation, and you're feeding, just as the doctors reported when we were just young kids opening our first health food store, that huge doctor's report that was big in the news, that sugar was the only and the major and the number one food of all cancer cells, viruses, bacteria, fungi. They said sugar is the killer, and it does that within 10 minutes, and it paralyzes your immune system, your natural killer cells. It puts your army in the trenches and arms your enemy with all the guns and all the energy it needs to take you down to the ground.
Which is fire.
Fire. And here they give you this drug, and then the other doctor reporting here about how 600% greater peripheral neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the nerve damage is not only one of the causes, because those cholesterol drugs rob the body of cardio CoQ10, mm-hmm. which is essential for life. The heart can't beat without it. The muscles can't function. It produces adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy, without which the heart can't pump, the muscles can't function. And by robbing the body of the cardio, the effective form of coenzyme Q10, those cholesterol drugs cause the heart to break down and all of the other things.
The brain.
And the brain. And they cause rhabdomyolysis. Muscle breakdown.
Muscle wasting.
People are in agony after they don't have no. But nobody's ever told them about the connection of the muscle breakdown nerve breakdown.
If you're taking the cholesterol drugs and you have those symptoms, what's the solution? Painkillers.
That's what they
drug,
do. Dennis is doing that.
Painkillers.
Matt is doing,
okay.
Yeah, right. The drugs and everything they do that. That's what's commercially given.
And they bring on what? Side effects? Yeah.
Off the
then
charts.
The liver goes bad. And then everything gets complicated from there on. Massive complications. Beyond comprehension.
Right.
Complications.
And when the liver loses its ability to break, to be healthy and break down fats in a healthy manner from those drugs, et cetera, and so forth, and it causes this toxicity, then you get liver failure too. All of those different things are attributed and connected with that.
That's right.
And rather than take nutrients, let's make a choice. Take back your health, you know. Let's make a choice about using what's healthy, what rebuilds and protects, okay?
Which are the nutrients.
And I bless these holistically minded doctors quoting the clinical trials and the proof, saying, just like Dr. Blalock said, never take those drugs. It's unbelievable what they do, and it's unbelievable they're still widespread, and yet no connection is made. When I have such pain, that all my nerves are breaking down, my heart, and I, all of that, no connection.
Folks, I'm going to give you a little information. It's hard to believe that such a thing could exist, But we have people coming in the store who are in constant pain, have diabetes, have heart disease, on all the drugs in the world. They are on 25 different drugs every day of their life. Excuse me. 25 different drugs every day of their life. They're walking around like zombies. Their fear and terror, unbelievable, if they're going to fall down or they're going to die right now. So are the drugs helping? They will reduce a symptom or two, but they create other symptoms. And those other symptoms create more drugs, and those other drugs create more symptoms. 25 different pills or drug solutions every day. And they're not, and they're walking around like zombies.
That's exactly right. And here you have a whole, here's a big thing reported about all the great supplement for hearing loss and tinnitus, including acetyl L-carnitine, cardio CoQ10, N-acetylcysteine plus, taurine, the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, all these nutrients medically, and all the quotes that have been associated with restoring that rather than the toxic medications.
Oh, yeah.
Medications. And that's the point. We can always restore our nerve tissue, restore. And one of the leading ones in Europe, acetyl-L-carnitine, helps mitochondria too. And, you know, and they relative to hearing loss, heart problems, and all the
brain problems, protection. Acetyl-L-carnitine is very important for the brain.
That's right, and okay. A leading one in Europe to help you in all of these different
Along
areas.
Along with the brain power and the R-lipoic acid and vitamin E, a really healthy vitamin
the
E.
Natural,
and
the natural.
Super pure omega-3 fish oils.
That's right.
All of these things are so important in reducing inflammation.
Exactly, and
inflammation.
Restoring. Right, you know, and it's wonderful. You can learn all of these wonderful things when you come to Alive and Well. We're just sharing information with you. Again, not doctors, can't take you on medication. That's a doctor's area. But we love to share great information with you joyfully because, again, we are, you know, fanatic organics, and we are mad about your health. We are committed to helping you in your health. That is our, that's our life. I mean, it's embedded right in there. We need to get a T-shirt. We're saying that, you know. And again, messengers of the truth. You can always call the 877-4950 and set up a time. Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't charge anything, but we'd love to share information in a beautiful, I love that wonderful, comfortable sofa. Set up a time if you want to sit and talk to Dennis or with me, because then we're not with somebody else or not there at that particular time. 877-4950. Set up a time. No charge, no obligation, but wonderful information being shared. And do not, let's forget, call and make, you can have your food orders ready for you. You can order all the beautiful organic foods in that lovely marble area with all the chairs and the air conditioning. It's terrific. Everybody says greatest food. We had a new lady just came from a state in the United States, and she says, couldn't you please move this wonderful cafe over there? It was Montana. She said, could you move? She said, it's the most wonderful food. It's the most wonderful place. I want it over there. I said, no, come on over here and stay in Maui. You could eat here every single day, and we can talk to you about great nutrition.
Love it.
Yes, it's
And so many people say, off the plane, we're the first place they stop once they reach Maui. They eat here while they're in Maui, and the last place they eat in Maui before they go is Alive and Well.
That's exactly right.
Broth.
Exactly right, because Alive and Well is there for you. We're there, we love you, and there we are.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks just one more time that
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.